built a railroad, made it run, made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once I built a tower to the sun, brick and rivet and iron. Once I built a tower, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once in khaki suits, gee, we look swell, full of that Yankee doo-doo-doo-down. Half a million boots went flagging through hell. I was a kid with a drum. Say, don't you remember? They called me Al. It was all the time. Say, don't you remember? I'm your pal. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once in khaki suits, gee, we look swell, full of that Yankee doodle. Half a million boots, they went slogging through hell. I was the kid with the drums. Say, don't you remember? They called me Al. It was Al all the time. Say, don't you remember? I'm your pal, brother, can you, don't you remember, the Yankee doo-doo-doo-doo-dum. Half a million boots, they went slogging through hell. I was the kid with the drums. Say, don't you remember, they called it was all the time. Say, don't you remember? I'm your pal, brother, can you? Don't you remember? The Yankee doo-doo all the time. Say, don't you remember? I'm your pal, brother, can you? Don't you remember? They called me Al. It was Al all the time. Say, don't you remember? I'm your pal, brother. Can you spare a dime, buddy? Can you spare?
Big production ending there by Janet Kuipers and John Yotko, better known as the Second Axing. And I'd like to ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm just teasing there. Do a little Ebonics thrown in there.
Of course.
Yeah.
But these guys, they are veterans of the entertainment business. Just listened to an interesting story about Alaska. I hope to get up there someday myself. But what's it like? Janet, we haven't got a chance to see the video you've cut yet. So maybe you could describe to us, to our listeners, a mental picture of what's it like to watch you guys during a performance.
Oh, We do have the video performance from What We Need in Life. These are actually video clips that you can get from QuickTime Movies at the website as well. If you go to scars.tv, there are links for the other band, Mom's Favorite Vase. So that footage is there, and seeing things live as well. We look really boring. Because it's like sitting there playing a guitar, and I barely get to move around much, but it's a relatively small venue, so you wouldn't expect much more.
Yeah.
But
it's pretty much an informal, an informal setting, that rather than trying to put on a big production show.
But John, do you stay? You sit on a stool. Do you stand?
Oh, sometimes I stand. Sometimes I sit in a stool. It depends.
They usually a stool, I think, with you.
Yeah. It's usually on a stool.
Because, I engineered a show that Janet was an author on, and as our listeners have gathered, Janet's kind of an outgoing person. I just was curious as to what your stage presence was like. You're not down on one knee and they're throwing a cape over you with your head down to the floor?
No. It's an acoustic guitar. I'm not up there with a Les Paul or anything like that. Although I do have that option, but, it doesn't really work when you're doing a lot of these songs that are primarily just a guitar and vocalist. An electric guitar is pretty much overwhelming then.
The only time we've ever done that for a song was when we did something for a performance art show where we did a cover of These Boots Are Made for Walking, Nancy Sinatra, and I sang that with an electric guitar. I've done that acoustically and with an electric guitar, but that's probably the only one we've used.
Oh, yeah, I had the fuzz all the way up there, a punk version of that song. And then we found out that I think somebody else has done that too, which was really disappointing to me. I thought, hey, new idea here.
And then we find out KMFDM is doing it. And I'm like, hey, I thought we were the only one. So, oh, well.
Well, you guys, while we've been sitting here, we were a little disappointed, audience, because we had trouble with running the first track off the CD. We don't know why. Some stuff just goes wrong. And I've been sitting here playing it silently to myself. It's working perfectly now.
Well, I felt bad because I think that was one that John wrote, and he was talking about what I've been through. He had written it, and I thought that was a good song.
Now, you watch. We'll start.
We'll play it.
You watch, Janet. We'll start playing it, and it'll loop again, But I've watched it. I clicked it on, and it was the very first tune we tried to play in opening the segment, the program, folks, if you were tuned in, and you heard that loop go back a couple of times. No idea. Maybe some of you computer geeks out there that know a little bit more about this can tell us, what causes that? Why does that happen? And it's only occasionally, but, boy, it gives the...
Microsoft.
I don't know. Don't get me started on Microsoft. When they want to charge you $35... so that you can tell them they have an inferior product. No wonder he's the richest man in the world. Well, that's not.
Got to be able to charge you for the repairs.
Well, let's not go there. Let's cross our fingers.
Okay, definitely.
And hope that Microsoft technology is going to serve us here. All right, and because we didn't get the chance to run this earlier, John, would you please set us up again the tune that we're gonna run here, which is What I've Been Through.
Okay, What I've Been Through. It's a song. It's basically about everybody's. Everybody's had traumatic things go on in their life, and a lot of people think they've been through the worst. But it's not until you really step back and listen to what another person has been through that you really understand possibly what their life may have been like leading up to the point where you've met them. And really, it's just about, step back and don't think you're the only person that's had troubles in your life.